Now, usually the first thing we think about momentum, and this is what I was kind of like looking at, there are kind of three things that we generally think about when we think about momentum. We think about increase of speed. Yeah? You can talk back. Yes? Increase of speed. We sometimes think about breaking through barriers. Momentum allows you to break certain things. It allows you to increase in speed or velocity, and it allows you to, let's say, stand strong in face of adversity. That's the kind of things we talk about when we talk about momentum. But those things are what we call byproducts of momentum. They're not momentum actually itself. You all right? Yeah? And so what is momentum then, if not all the other things that we've spoken about? Because we want all those things. We want that increase of speed. I mean, we want to keep going and get better and better and better what we do. That is called the increase of momentum. Yeah? It's not momentum. Because you can't increase something, it's not the something in itself. Right? So we have an increase of momentum. And then if you've got a whole lot of momentum, you're able to break through certain things. Okay, so if you've got a huge amount of momentum, if something is coming at a high rate of momentum or a large amount of speed, it can knock things, right? We're going to talk about two things. We're going to talk about cars and we're going to talk about bullets. Yeah, because those are just the easiest things for me to like comprehend, right? Yeah? Now with that also, you can have a decrease in momentum. So your momentum can slow down. And your momentum can be maintained. Yeah? So what we're really talking about when we're talking about momentum is we're talking about the speed or the movement or the motion of a particular item or thing. Yeah? So if something is moving, it has momentum. If that speed increases, then that thing's momentum is increasing. Yeah? And with a large amount of momentum, you can do things that you can't do normally. Right? Like if you think about a car knocking into a wall, if the car is moving at a slow speed, it's probably just going to, you know, crash into the wall and then everyone's going to be like, ah. But if it's going at a really, really fast speed, potentially it could go through the wall, right? But depending on the wall, yeah, and the car, right? So momentum is not the increase of speed. It's not even the ability to go through an object. It is speed itself. And the speed of this momentum is usually, even in scientific terms, calculated through two very important aspects. Object and velocity. Can we put that M versus P? Awesome. This is what we call, in scientific terms, the equation of momentum. I don't want you to get caught up with the scientific nuances about this. Just, I want you to see that momentum requires two things. The mass of the object, which is M, and the velocity or a force applied on that object, which is V. The combination of these two things equals momentum. Okay? This is super important. Because as we go through this message, I'm going to talk with you how these two work with one another. Because for us as an individual, we need to understand this year, not too much, just the basic concepts of this, that in order to increase or have momentum, these two things are super important. Yeah? From a believing perspective, M can be one of two things. M can either be yourself. So it is you, the passions, the gifts that the Holy Spirit has embodied you with. And then V can be your commitment to what it is that you are doing. It can also be the other way around. It can be V, the Holy Spirit's power behind you, and M, the areas that you are getting involved in. Amen? And so that's all I want you to take away. And we're going to unpack that a little bit more. Right? But I want us to just look at a scripture in the Bible. It's Matthew 4, verse 25. This gives a very clear example of momentum. More and more people came, the momentum gathered. Besides those from Galilee, crowds came from the 10 towns, blah, 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 blah. I just want you to look at the first part. More and more people came. That is the mass. So as the mass increases, momentum gathers, the momentum increases. Yeah? So let's take a look and think of this back as a car. If you've got a vehicle and you want that vehicle to go fast, right? What do? You do one of two things. You can either decrease the size of the vehicle or increase the size of the engine. Yeah? So if you've got a car and you want the car to go faster, so you're driving on a road and it's 50 kilometers an hour, and now you move on to the motorway and you want to drive 100, you increase your acceleration, the power, the force behind that engine, right? You don't increase the size of your car, right? But just by increasing that force or that energy, your vehicle will go faster. There will be an increase in momentum. Amen? Now, when they create cars and they put in a certain engine into that car and they say, look, we want this tiny car to go super fast. If you put the same engine into a big car and you're driving the same amount of energy, that vehicle, the big vehicle, will be slower if it's using the same amount of energy and force, right? If you put that same engine into a smaller car and use the same energy and force, that car will go faster because it's impacted by the mass of the vehicle, right? It's the same with a bullet. If you put a bullet in a gun and you shoot, bang, the bullet gets a certain amount of momentum because of the power behind the gun. Now, if you can't change the power in the gun, you can change the size of the bullet, in which case that bullet will move faster. This is the relationship between momentum, the relationship between the mass of the object and the force behind it. Amen? This is super important to know because if we think about this practically, things are not always stagnant in our life. We go through challenges. We go through ups and downs. We go through all these different crazy things. And if we are focusing solely on the increase of momentum, we're just going to get stressed at the end of the day. Because focusing on an increase in momentum is not going to change the momentum that we have. Focusing on the object, which is ourselves, or focusing on the force, which we'll say is the Holy Spirit, that will increase momentum regardless of the situation or circumstances that we are in. So if you are going through a really tough time, you can say, you can draw closer to God, closer to the source, closer to the power, the Holy Spirit's awesomeness, and that should increase your momentum. And if things are going a bit tough, maybe you are not understanding or not drawing close to the Holy Spirit, you could in some seasons focus on yourself to help you again maintain or develop momentum. Yeah? And so for this year, 2024, while momentum is our goal, our focus should be drawing close to the Holy Spirit and focusing on who we are and what God has placed inside of us. Because by doing that, we'll be able to increase momentum or maintain momentum when everything else goes crazy around us. Yeah? Does that make sense? It's not too sciencey. Yeah? Awesome. So I mentioned at the very beginning that there are two ways that we can look at this equation of momentum. The first is that we can just take us as individuals. Yeah? We can, number one, focus on what area it is we want to commit to this year. So whatever God is placing on your heart as an area of ministry, think of that as the mass. Okay, God wants me to do children's church. We're going to talk a lot about children's church until we get a fully functioning children's ministry. Yeah? Say God wants you to focus on children's church. Yeah? That is your mass. And so you can learn more about what it is that you want to do. You can focus on that. That will be your body. The second thing would be your commitment this year to that cause. Let's put that as your velocity or your speed. Now, there will be times when your mass will not, oh my gosh, these children are children, oh my goodness, right? And it will make you feel as if, oh, I don't want to be here. But if your commitment with the Holy Spirit is stronger, then despite that, you will still maintain some level of momentum. Okay? If your commitment is weak, but you understand the importance of church and understand the importance of raising a child in the way of the Lord and the importance of this ministry to our house, if you understand that, then that can help you maintain momentum in space of the other side being weak, right? But this equation, it's not both of those. It can be one or the other. So if your mass is greater, if your velocity is small, you still got momentum. And if your velocity is greater and your mass is small, you still have momentum. Amen? The reason why I'm telling you this is because it's not always on you. Sometimes we think that we have to have it all right, all together, all the time, perfectly, full for the 365 days a year. Right? And that's just not practical. There's going to be ebbs and flows. That's just the way momentum is. And understanding that it's going to help us in the season where our momentum is decreasing a little bit, or even when we feel as if we need to increase the momentum, what do? Yeah? And so this becomes super important. And I want to just put for 2 Chronicles 31:21 up on the screen, and it says this: in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in the law and in the commandments to seek his God, he did with all his heart and prospered. Amen. In every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered. To me, this one scripture sums up those two things that I've just been talking about. Number one, we've got an area that we want to focus on. And number two, we want to do it with all our heart. Yeah? And so when one of those fluctuates, it doesn't matter, because we're going to be pushing on. We're going to be focusing. We understand the importance of this object or this goal or this job. And number two, be passionate about it. Yeah? And so that is the first part of momentum. That's solely focused on us and what we choose to do. Amen? So my challenge to us this morning is that as we enter into 2024, or as we as we continue into 2024, it is to understand what commitment we want to make for this year and be passionate about it. This is why we did that sermon last week about what are the impacts, because it's easier to gain passion if we understand the end goal and what it is that God is wanting us to do. Yeah, if we understand the generational impact that we have when we are walking in the Word of God and doing what we need to do, then we can understand the need for a youth ministry and a children's ministry and a 50s plus ministry and a kids ministry, and all of that becomes so much more tangible and so much more important, and we can start to see how walking in this will impact not just our house, but the broader community. Amen? And so that is my encouragement or my challenge to us all this morning, is to whatever we choose to do, make sure that we have that commitment running behind it that's going to carry us through those situations when the ebbs and the flows of our momentum happens. Amen? Awesome. The second part of looking at this equation is understanding, number one, who we are, because we now become the mass and the body, and understanding the velocity, which is the Holy Spirit. And the combination of who we are and the Holy Spirit brings momentum. Amen? So this means we have to know who we are. You have to understand who you are. Amen? And if we understand, and when I say understand who we are, I'm talking about knowing the gifts and the talents that God has placed inside of your heart. Knowing the things that make you passionate about being here. Understand what you are good at, and maybe understanding what you are not good at. Who knows that is just as important? Amen? Because if you're going to put yourself into a situation that you're not that great at, it's probably going to be a lot more challenging than if you're walking in an area that you are good at. Amen? So understanding who you are this year is super important. Romans 12, verse 6, verse 8 says this: we have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If a man's gift is prophecy, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. Generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently, diligently. And if it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. What is your gift? What is your area? the more you know yourself, the better it is to maintain and increase the velocity that we are ministering at, moving at. Amen? If your gift is teaching, teach. Amen? If your gift is governing, then you probably should not be in generosity in giving. Not that that's a bad thing, but you know, sometimes we as a governance, you kind of have to say no when something needs something, right? You can't always say yes to everything. But if you are a generous giver and you're just like, yes, we'll give, you know, they don't always go hand in hand. Yeah? But there's a place for both of those in the kingdom of God. Understanding that is super important. Yeah? Prophecy, encouraging, teaching, serving, all of these has a place. Now, I believe that there's a lot of gifts that God gives us that we can grow in and develop in certain areas. Yeah? But if that is an area that you need growing in, you better know that this is an area that you need growing in. Otherwise, the journey will be very, very stressful. Because God will try and teach you lessons that you will get very frustrated about. Right? It's not a bad thing if you know you're in the learning phase. Right? If you know that you need to learn a few things, then you go into it understanding that I need to learn a few lessons and I'm not going to get it right. But if you go in there thinking I know all things and I'm going to do this, you're going to get very frustrated very quickly and you're going to start losing momentum. Amen? So it becomes important to know who we are. Know what your strengths is. Know what your weaknesses is. Know what the areas are that you need growth in. And then move in those areas and move in those spaces. And if you're not sure what those areas are, what those gifts is, find an area, but be aware that you are trying things. Amen? That in itself is a lesson about who we are. I don't know if this is my area, but I'm going to get my feet wet and see how this thing goes. It's not I don't know where my gift is, so I'm going to throw myself in everywhere and just know that I'm going to be successful because the Holy Spirit is good. That's not how God works, right? We need to know who we are, and the more or the stronger we know ourselves, the better momentum we can have in 2024. I almost said 2021. 2024. Amen? So if God is placing things on your heart, and there's no right or wrong way to figure out who we are. Some people know already, this is me. I can do this. I'm just going to do this. I can do this with my eyes closed. I don't even need the Holy Spirit because I can fake it. I'm just so good at it, right? That's some people, right? Because they're just so talented in certain areas, they just naturally go into it and they just naturally thrive, yeah? And then there's some areas that people go into and they're just like da 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 da. They just don't, it doesn't work that way because they don't have that. And they think, oh, how can this person do that and I can't? You know? If you find yourself in that area, that's okay because I remember there's two things. There's mass and there's velocity. So the Holy Spirit will cover you. Amen? If you find yourself in an area where it's just not going the way you think it is, then, you know, you need to rely more on the Holy Spirit. But I said something there. I said, you know, some people go into areas and they know an area really well and they do really well. And they don't even need the Holy Spirit because, you know, they can just fake it and it will just look good, right? But without the force, without the energy, no matter how good it looks, you don't have momentum. You just got stagnation. And this is also important because the Holy Spirit is required for us to have momentum. A bullet without force is just a bullet. This year, right now, this cup on this table is a cup without momentum. It looks good. The tea is still good. It's probably cold now, but it's you know, it was tasty. But it doesn't have momentum. Sometimes things can look good, but not have momentum. Sometimes things can start with momentum, like a vehicle. You apply that pressure, you apply your acceleration, and you move. And as soon as you stop, the momentum stops. Well, it slowly stops until it stops, right? The car still looks amazing. The car, depending on the car, you know, if you've got a flash car, that car will still look flash when the momentum stops. Amen? And so that's the difference between knowing yourself really well, being able to do things that look good, but not having that Holy Spirit there driving behind it. Things will still look good, But it won't have the same impact. It won't have the same momentum. It will just be stagnation. And this is what happens very often in the body of Christ. Things start off really well. It starts with momentum. Because we're just so good at what we do, we rely less and less on the Holy Spirit, and things start slowing down and slowing down and slowing down until it stops. And then we wonder, well, why is things not, you know, why haven't we arrived in Wainui? We'll be stuck on the top of the hill. Amen? So the Holy Spirit is always going to be important, because you can't have momentum without the two. But understanding who you are will make that whole equation between momentum and the Holy Spirit a lot easier and a lot faster. Amen? So if you know you're in an area where you are learning, where you can say, well, Lord, I need more of you. So let's draw closer to God and get our momentum from our relationship with the Holy Spirit. Right? Ideally, you want to find a good balance between what you bring to the table and the Holy Spirit. Yeah? But when things start to fluctuate, you can say, okay, I need more Holy Spirit to guide me in this area. Yeah? Or maybe you're going through a tough time, because we all go through tough times. Yeah? No? Yeah? Just a few people? Okay, that's all right. We all go through tough times. And when we go through those tough times, it can be harder to go to the Holy Spirit, because we just don't want that truth from the Holy Spirit. We don't want God to say, nah, just grow up. You know? You know, we don't want that. And so, you know, we kind of like in that space where we know we need the Holy Spirit. We still got him there, but we're like, oh, it's a bit challenging. And so we rely a little bit more on the gifts that God has placed within inside us. That generosity that he's given us. Yeah? And that will hopefully carry us to a point where we can go back to the Holy Spirit and be, okay, Lord, what's going on? Right? Understanding who we are will help us navigate this equation of momentum. I said the second thing is the Holy Spirit. And we've been talking a lot about the Holy Spirit. And I love Acts 1 verse 8, which says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be a witness to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Now, we unfortunately cannot control that Holy Spirit. He's given us. That's inside of you. Holy Spirit is here. It's functioning. You can't control how the Holy Spirit moves. You can't say, Lord, give me more. I mean, you could ask. And hopefully he's a good father. Well, hopefully he is a good father. And hopefully he'll deliver. Yeah? But you can't control that. What you can control is your relationship or your closeness to the source, to God, to Jesus. Yeah? You can't say, Lord, I want you to, because you know God is omnipresent. He's omnipowerful too. He's like, he's God. Right? If he doesn't want you to move fast, he's not going to get you to move fast, right? But understanding that relationship that we have with God becomes super important. So this V part is that relationship that you have with the Holy Spirit. So when things go a bit slower and you're wondering, Lord, where are you? You know that God is saying, I just want you to chill for a little bit. You understand? And when God is saying, okay, now get up and go, you know, okay, now get up and go. So understanding this relationship between you and God helps with this pattern of momentum. Amen? And again, it helps us build this equation. Because we can go to God and we can say, Lord, I'm struggling in this area. Help. We can do all these things if we have that relationship. So making sure that we maintain a proper relationship with our Heavenly Father will help us maintain momentum through all these seasons. Amen? If we want to increase momentum, these are the two things that we focus on. The mass of the object and the force that is working with that object. These don't have to be equal because it's an equation. M dot V means M times V, right? So one can be big, one can be small. As long as you have both of them functioning, we have momentum. Amen? So as long as you have the Holy Spirit in your life, there is momentum. As long as you are there, there is momentum, and we're always going to be there. Amen? But there's certain aspects of increasing that momentum and decreasing that momentum that can become super helpful of us in understanding this journey that God is taking us on. Right? So when things get tough and when things get rough and things start getting a bit weird and we start slowing down and God says, well, this is because this was never your ministry. You just stood into it because you got excited and You know, I was saying go left and you went right because you weren't that good at listening to me back then, right? Then we understand, oh, okay, I get it now. And that saves us from falling along the wayside. Amen? Because who knows, sometimes God says, I want you to do this. And we're like, oh my gosh. And then we go and it all falls apart. And then we're like, later we're like, oh, that's what you meant, God. You didn't actually mean that. You meant something else. Yeah? In hindsight is good, eh? We can look back and be like, oh, okay, that's what God meant. But sometimes in the moment we get so passionate, we get so excited. It can be hard to differentiate, yeah? But again, knowing God and knowing the Holy Spirit helps in that space. So family, there are two things, these two things are super important for us this year. Understanding who we are, understanding and what that means. It's not just who you are as an individual. All those gifts and talents, all those areas that you need to focus on, that you don't need to focus on, those areas of growth in your walk, those areas that, man, I don't know, areas in our walk of God that makes us who we are, all of that is going to be important because that's going to show us where and how we do this momentum journey. And then the second most important part is making sure we always have the Holy Spirit being the driving force behind us. Because without that, we're just stagnant. Now, the nature of momentum means that there's going to be, like I say, seasons, ebbs and flows. When you're driving a car, you don't drive at one constant speed. There's times where you're going faster. There's times that you're going slower. Amen? That's super important. Because on this journey, you were also going to have times where you were going faster because things are super excited. The Holy Spirit is moving. You're in your element. And it's just boom, 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 boom. And things are going awesome. And then there's going to be times where you've got a lesson to learn. So you're not in your element. And it's going a little bit slower. And it's a bit frustrating because this person is just not listening. And no matter how much time you tell the children to stop running around, they're just going to run around because they're children. And you've got a lesson to learn, you know. And so, you know, that means that maybe your momentum is going to be a little bit slower. Right? But what we don't want is because the children are running around, you're just going to sit down and do nothing because this is not me. I'm going to tap out. Understanding these things helps us maintain momentum. So when we are in the classroom and the children are running around, we're going to say, Lord, Holy Spirit, I need more of you now. Amen? This is why it's so important to understand these different parts of this equation. Yeah? Understanding who we are, what gifts, what talents we have, what are the things that we're good at, what are the things that we love doing, and then also what are the things that we don't, because that's going to be just as important this year. And then allowing the Holy Spirit to come in and cover. And I'm looking forward to seasons this year where we were all walking in our giftings exactly the way we need to be, and the Holy Spirit is fully functioning and fully going, and there's some awesome stuff happening, and we're going to see some amazing stuff. But I'm also looking forward to some of the other things as well. Yeah? Because sometimes you're going to need to go downhill and you're going to need to apply the brake. But all these stages are super important for you getting to your destination. All of these stages are super important for you getting to your destination. Understanding that life is not just going to be a 24/7, keep increasing journey is important because we'll burn out. Yeah? Or you'll crash. Yeah, that's why we have speed limits. Because if you're going too fast, the faster you go, if you're not too careful, you're going to crash. And who knows that sometimes when you're going the fastest and you crash, that causes more damage than if you're just driving normally. Yeah? Yeah, no, you didn't know that? You didn't know that? Yeah? And so these are important lessons, realistic things that we need to take into 2024. Momentum doesn't mean continuing to increase, 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 increase. Yes, we will get to our destination with momentum. But the journey will look slightly different for all of us. As a body, we will always have the byproduct of momentum. That's always going to exist. The byproduct of momentum is we will get to our destination where we want to be. Right? The way we don't get to our destination is if you lose momentum and you become stagnant. But it doesn't matter if you are going at a super increasing speed or if you're going to a slow speed. If you have momentum, you will reach your destination. Yeah? But if you don't understand your vehicle, if you don't understand who you are, and you apply way too much, you'll burn your engine out. Right? So this is super important because I don't want anybody to be burnt out. Yeah, luckily, you're in a house where you've got some awesome spiritual mechanics. So if you do burn out, just come to the mechanic. But we don't want to get there. The best way is understanding who you are, understanding the Holy Spirit, and getting everybody to the place where we need to be in the safest way and the best way possible. So when we get to the end of the destination, we can enjoy it and not be frustrated because things have just gone to custard. Amen? So in 2024, my challenge to all of us is to take a good look at who we are. In like this is the couple of weeks that we are in now is the weeks of ministries kicking off for 2024. Yeah? Connect groups are starting. All other ministries are starting. Everything is kicking off. This is the perfect time for us to take a moment and examine who we are, what are the gifts that God has placed inside of us, and what are the areas of our lives that God wants us to develop more. And then walk in those giftings. Amen? Sit in those spaces. Learn to thrive. Learn who you are. Grow those skills. And allow the Holy Spirit to take you. Because when we do that, that is when we're going to, at the end of 2024, have a house that's going to be filled with people from different generations, different cultural groups. We're going to have community coming in and out of the house. We're going to have spiritual change and transformation. If we're stuck in June, July, we're never going to get to December. Amen? Understanding this will help us with momentum. Because to increase momentum, you either learn more about yourself or draw closer to God. Those are the two things. Amen? But you need them all functioning. You need you there and you need the Holy Spirit. They don't work with just one. You can't have momentum with just an object. And you can't have momentum with just velocity. You need momentum and velocity. You need the object and you need the speed. Together, those two things results in momentum. So for us in 2024, we need to be present. We need to be here. We need to know who we are. We need to know our gifts, know our skills, know our talents. And we have to rely on the Holy Spirit to carry us through. To drive us. Amen? And if one of those stumbles, if things get hard because we're not in that area, we can rely on the Holy Spirit to carry us through. And if it's the other way around, maybe we're really good at what we do. We don't even need the Holy Spirit, but we know that I may not need God to function in this area, but I want him to function with me in this area because I want that momentum. We've all got skills that we are so good at, we can just be like, yeah, I'm good at it. But we want God to partner with us in those areas. Amen? Amen. So that is my challenge for us, family, is that this year be a significant year for all of us. That we are going to not just examine our walk and our skills, but allow the Holy Spirit to partner with us so that 2024 becomes a significant year. It becomes a year of momentum. It becomes a year of ups and downs, a year of moving forward, of drawing closer to God. But at the end of 2024, because we have maintained momentum, we will have amazing nine-area impact that Pastor Jay touched on last week. Influencing generations, influencing cultures across cultures, influencing people, influencing spiritual change, influencing the community, influencing our families. Amen? That is what is there when we have momentum functioning in our walk. Yeah? Awesome. Why don't we close our eyes? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this morning we want to thank you that you have called us into this place and into this house to be and to serve. And we want to thank you that in each and every one of us, you have placed skills, gifts, talents, You have placed passions and you have placed purpose. You have placed moments of joy that have taught us a little bit about who we are. You have placed in us ideas, skill sets that is flourishing. And growing. And you have walked with us. And you will walk with us. To manifest those gifts and skills. Into tangible ways to impact our community. So we thank you, Heavenly Father. And I just ask, Holy Spirit. That you will give us clarity. On areas you want us to focus on this year, that you will give us guidance, that you will bring revelation to areas of our lives that you want us to function in. You will remind us of things and you will rekindle a flame that has maybe extinguished, but you will rekindle that joy and that purpose. And I pray, Father, that regardless of who we are and the passions and the purposes, that your Holy Spirit will continue to flourish and thrive and move in each and every one of us. That whatever the area that we are walking into this year, that your Holy Spirit will cover each and every one of us, that it will partner with us, that it will push us, that it will guide us, that it will make manifest something great. That together we will see momentum in this valley, in our communities, in our schools, in our workplaces that we have not yet seen before. But we thank you for all that you are going to do. We thank you for the ups and the downs. We thank you for the successes that we'll experience, the challenges that we will go through, because they will bring amazing lessons. But we thank you for all of it and for the momentum that we will take into 2024 and beyond. We give you all praise, all glory, and we say thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everyone says, amen. Amen. Can we give the Lord a hand?